This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What do you think is, and I'm talking from a brand marketer standpoint, what do you think is the one, if you could tell them to go do one thing that would help open up their perspective, what would it be?
Fuck, man, there's so many.
One thing. One. Focus.
One thing that could open up their perspective. The problem for me with that answer is, to answer that question, and I'm, as many of you know, I'm never short to give a quick answer, is that I only care about execution. I only care about execution. So when I try to reverse engineer what a brand marketer needs to do to actually then go and execute, it could be going to a conference and being inspired. It could be going and working with a startup for a month to see how it actually is. But the reality is, it's almost like, you know, if I told them to do one thing, it'd be to go tell their bosses what they actually feel. Because the horseshit is what's really the problem. The fact that that's the communication, it's like relationships. It's, you know, people don't communicate enough, right? Like, we just don't communicate enough. Like, there's just too much horseshit. There's too much bullshit. And then people are crippled to go and execute. And that's the real thing that you see. And the reason I think that my company can execute is that I have not been able to convince my team that I'm not joking that I want to give them 15 minutes at a time and that they can say anything. It's been surprising to me that they haven't taken me up on that. It's been surprising that they're still scared of me. And that makes me realize, holy shit, infrastructure, I mean, could you imagine, like, me, right? Like, you see what I am, right? There's still that intimidation based on layers. How do we create something that gets actual, authentic, real dialogue going on? Because everybody is crippled by bullshit rules and tons of tradition that doesn't actually matter in a 2014 world. And that's why Barnes & Noble and Borders go out of business. That's why in the consumer packaged goods brand, you guys are always trying to buy Chobani and Red Bull and vitamin water, and you're unable to do it yourselves because there's just too much horseshit, which makes you slow, and everything is predicated on speed. Speed is the game, and if you can't execute fast, you can't win, because by the time you execute on your promise, the world fucking moved on you.
Yeah, so then it's just about implementation, right? Like, how do we do this? And so,
meaning execution?
Yeah, execution, implementation.
So I know a lot of you don't know who I am unless you saw me 2 years ago. I get a lot of flack in the technology space. I was an early investor in Facebook and Twitter and Uber and did really well and have a lot of street cred in that world. And in that world, all of them are super upset with me because I always say that ideas are crap, right? Ideas are crap. Because I get 10,000 emails a week from people that want me to invest in their companies, and they tell me that they have the greatest idea of all time. Everybody in here has an idea. The amount of times somebody comes up to me and goes, oh, I had the Uber idea before it happened. Great, what do you want, a cookie? Like, ideas are completely, completely, completely worthless unless you execute against those ideas. And you can sit here and tell me what your purpose is, but unless you go and execute against it, it's no different than something like an idea, which is completely meaningless without fundamental execution. Everybody's stuck on the idea of it. Guys, it's not the idea of it. Waze wasn't a new innovation. Right? Instagram wasn't a new innovation. Spotify wasn't a new, it's execution. So usually people are bouncing around their businesses because they think they're gonna come up with an idea, it's gonna launch, and fucking Nirvana's gonna come. You know? It's just not. It's fucking execution. Nothing I've ever done in my life is some new thing. I've just done it better, harder, longer. Like, it's just in the edges. Elon Musk is not in this room right now. You understand? So you're bouncing around because you're not getting the traction that you're looking for because you're probably judging way too fast. VaynerMedia sucked shit the first 2 years. Me and AJ had a long debate about selling it for $1 million to Buddy Media 29 months in. Yeah, I mean, like, everybody's like, thinks like, guys, most people are not actual entrepreneurs. And we are, as a collective universe right now, being tricked that we are. the key if your son wants to be a professional sports gambler or a sports card flipper or a sneaker flipper or an esports star or an Instagram celebrity is work ethic. This is where parents often make the mistake in reverse. When I turned 14, I was a bad student. I was already a baseball card entrepreneur. My mom and dad looked at me and said, "You now work in the liquor store every day. You're not gonna be you're not going to Harvard, big shot. That means you're gonna have to work.
Right.
You might as well start now." So if your kid tells you that they're not gonna follow the school system, I don't think, and they're not gonna be in the NBA, they might not be able to be on 3 basketball teams. You may have to cut them to 1 because you want them to still have a balanced life, but they better fucking work. Parents are not putting kids into the working system early enough. So now you have a kid that's getting D's and F's, but he's telling you, "Mom, don't worry, I'm gonna be the next Mark Zuckerberg." Mark Zuckerberg sold CDs. Mark Zuckerberg built apps when he was a kid. There's a second part of this conversation that's not being talked about. I've never talked about it. I'm pumped for putting this on film as well. If you're gonna let your kid be an entrepreneur and that's the path, I want that kid to actually work.
So what job do you want these kids to get?
Either a business that actually makes money that they're doing by themselves, that's fine. Get a joint account. Show me, Ricky. Not ideas, fuck ideas. Execution. You got a business this summer? You're a DNF student going into 9th grade, now we're going to high school. We've had a very adult conversation that you're not gonna maybe go to college or you're not a great student. Okay, in between your summer from 8th to 9th grade, instead of slacking off and getting ready for high school, you either A, go work at Walmart so you can get dirt under your nails because that's the future of your life.
Ooh, no kid wants to do that.
Or you better start flipping on eBay or StockX. Or show me that your Instagram account around Magic the Gathering or around fashion makes money. So I'll give you June, but if on 4th of July, you can't show me a bank account that has $2,000 in it because you sold ads on your Instagram, now you're going to Walmart. Suffocating that is the key to practical parenting instead of ideological parenting.
Right.
And that is the framework of my optimism. By the way, the only reason I give away all my shit for free, and you know this is how I roll, you benefited from it.
Yeah.
It's because I know there's only a couple of you.
That are gonna do it.
Bingo.
Right, dude.
I know we're gonna rant, and I don't know what kind of guest you're gonna. And it's, guys, it's execution.
Right.
Like, guys, it's, ready? It's a good idea to be Ben Affleck, right? And what's the other, Matt Damon, and write a great script, and make a movie called Good Will Hunting, become famous, bang chicks, make lots of money, and have a great life. That's a good idea. Good, now go do it.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, geez, when are we gonna understand that entrepreneurship is a skill? Exactly. This is, like, when are we gonna understand that, look, now, working hard, working smart, you can get some. A lot of people listening right now are making $48,000 a year, $72,000 a year, and could probably start a business that makes $200,000 a year, and that's great. But if you do not understand that it actually is actual talent that helps build a 10, 30, 40, what everybody needs to do on this that's listening, and that what you and I have to do, the only thing we can really do is put ourselves in the best position to succeed to maximize our upside. Like, let me sing, like, you know, "Meet me at the crossroads." Like, that shit sucks. Yeah, Bone Thugs knows how to do it.
Right.
But like, yes, anybody can start a business.
Right.
Good. Right. Now what?
Right, exactly.
All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is "Love the Content" by Lex. Team Gary V, I love the content of this podcast. There are so many informative guests and new opportunities for me to learn. Thanks, Gary, for everything you do. Thanks to Lex. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.